Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. As I speak now, it's early December on the Isle of Man, meaning we're coming to the end of the latest Isle of Man mixed and indoor hockey seasons. The sport as a whole remains very popular across the Isle of Man, across both senior and junior level. Once the mixed and indoor campaigns close ahead of Christmas, there's a break over the festive period before the start of the 2026 Men's and Ladies Leagues. All year round, the work remains ongoing at the likes of the Manx Hockey Association to both keep things running in the short term and maintain the structure in the long term. One of those who's part of the efforts to help these things happen is the MHA's Hockey Development Officer, Rachel Andrew. Outside of the busy fixture list throughout the year, she's been speaking with us at Manx Radio about the importance of work behind the scenes and what plans they have coming up to keep the sport evolving.
My role is to encourage as many people to play hockey and to have a range of different options that suit children from the under eights upwards to those who have maybe not played hockey for a long time, don't want to play league hockey, but would like to try something else. So, for example, maybe walking hockey, which we're starting in January at Tommy Clucas on the 13th of January. So if anyone's interested, it'd be great to see them down there. But so it's just to have engaging hockey options for people of all ages.
And obviously, we're not just coming towards the end of the mixed and indoor season for 2025. We're also coming into the end of the calendar year where plenty has happened previously as well. So from the MHA's perspective, how does everyone feel about how participation numbers are and general interest in the sport is at the moment?
Well, I've been looking at the participation figures, and for the last couple of years, it's been around just hovering above 1,000 registered participants. So those are people who play hockey in whatever form at some point. It's roughly a 50-50 split between the under-18s and the over-18s, which is great to see because it shows that we have got youngsters coming through and enjoying the sport as well. The bit of information we're getting from clubs now is actually understanding the age bandings and the male and the female, so we can try to put things in place to target areas where we're maybe a little bit low. So, for example, it could be that when boys are getting to 16-ish, they're having to make a choice between football and hockey if they want to play competitively on a Saturday, because obviously have the clash of the fixtures on the Saturday afternoon. So we'll be looking at ways in which we can actually keep them in hockey. We've got to make hockey the sport of choice.
Like you say there, though, around 1,000 registered participants in some capacity.
Yeah.
You know, considering this is an island with a population of just under 85,000 as well, is that quite encouraging from the MHA's perspective to have that level of numbers?
Yes, it is, but also we would always like to have a few more. The hard thing we've got, as with every sport, are facilities, because we're sharing facilities. And so you reach a point where you're having to think about ways you can actually do it differently. So, for example, in January, we are doing an under-15s indoor tournament. It's the first time we've ever done it, to give them the chance to play hockey, but in a different format. So sometimes that's what we need to do, is look at the participation. It can be participating in different ways, not necessarily just through the league.
And obviously, with our hockey correspondent Ben, obviously we've been hearing every week about what's been going on in the local leagues as well. So much always going on throughout the season. But I wanted to ask you a little bit as well about the national teams that have been competing, because yet again this season we're seeing a myriad of both senior and junior teams taking part in the likes of the England Hockey Championships at the respective levels as well. So how encouraged has the MHA been that the Isle of Man is being showcased in these tournaments across all age groups?
We're very lucky, and I think that's something that hockey is able to offer players at all levels, is the opportunity to go off island and play competition against teams that they don't play against week in, week out. So that's available from the under 14s right the way through to the we've got over 45s going in the ladies teams, and then there are also some people who are going off island and trialing to play in the masters as well, in the northwest. So we've got something for everything, something for everybody. And I think the key thing is giving competition that's different, not playing against the same team week in, week out, which I'm not sure some of the other sports are actually able to offer.
Speaking of trying to do different things, and you've already sort of alluded to them a few moments ago as well, couple of new ideas in the pipeline. You mentioned trying to bring back walking hockey as well, and making indoor hockey available to slightly younger age groups as well.
Yes.
So how, along with those, are there any other ideas that the MHA has in mind to maybe expand and following on from what you were saying there, make it accessible and make it a sport of choice?
Yes, we are. Obviously, hockey is very, busy during our main season, which is September through to April-ish time. We also have Manx Youth Games, so all the clubs just after Christmas will be starting to do the Manx Youth Games sports, their Manx Youth Games sessions. We've had the primary school festivals, which is for year 3 and 4, and what we're thinking about doing is a tournament for years 5 and 6. Bit later in 2026. So that again will help them keep their interest in the hockey pathways. So it's doing extra things outside of the main hockey season. So at the moment I'm looking at what can we do over the summer. So we're in the process of rerunning the vets tournament. We're just agreeing a date for that. And I've got a couple of ideas during the summer to maybe do some pay and play social sessions where you turn up as a player and we have umpires down there and you can play a match, not just necessarily doing those in Douglas. We may look at doing regional ones as well. So we're giving options to people in all areas of the island, considering maybe doing, it has been run in the past, but reintroducing the Summer Sixes and looking at how we could do that. And we also have the transition for our under 12s who play on half pitches. When they start to play under 15s, they go to full pitch. So one of the things I've been talking about with the junior committee is whether we do a couple of tournaments for them between the end of the under 12 season and the start of the under 15s. So they get used to playing on the bigger pitches and it's not such a shock where they just get launched into it when they get into the match. I say launched in, that's wrong, because obviously the coaches will encourage them, but it is a big change for them when they're playing 11 aside rather than 7 aside and they're on a full pitch.
And outside of the playing side as well, of course, there are crucial roles that have to be filled each week to make sure matches can go ahead, umpires being one of them, league administrators and the likes of yourself and others taking up positions within the Manx Hockey Association. So how important is it that you can also advertise not just what's available if you want to play the sport, but also that there are key roles to get involved in within the MHA to make sure that everything else goes ahead and everything is completed behind the scenes?
Yes, it is. It's really important. And one of the things that I've been sort of done just over the last 2 or 3 days is England Hockey have launched a new junior hockey training coaching framework. And there are so many amazing things in there that people can use to help develop their junior players. And to support that, England Hockey changed their membership system recently. So it's this year. So now included within the membership fee we pay is access to a lot of free courses. So there are free courses for umpires and coaches. So it's making sure we've got that. And then once that's happened, we can support the people to make sure that they get experience and they're actually signed off as being competent in those roles. But clubs are always looking for help and support. We've got some, you know, fantastic volunteers and everyone really should does appreciate them. But sometimes it's the same people wearing multiple hats. We need to get more people involved and we're hoping that through the courses actually being free, some of them are online as well, so you can do them at home. It might encourage more people to get involved.
Just 2 more questions. The first of those off the back of what you've just been saying there. So if anyone's listening to this and is maybe considering, you know, taking up a position within the MHA or within a club as well, that is a non-playing role, or just wants to find out more details about what any roles could entail, how can they get in touch with yourselves?
There are details actually on the Manx Hockey Association website, but they could always email me, which is manxhahdo@gmail.com, and I'd be quite happy to point them in the right direction. I mean, parents, if they want to sign up for some of the courses, they can do that as well. That's what I'd like to do, get parents involved.
Absolutely. And just finally as well, looking forward, even if it's not for the MHA generally, but maybe just you and your role specifically, over the coming months as we head into 2026, when there'll be a start of a new men's and women's senior league season as well, the mixed under 15s league will continue, the island teams will be hopefully out and about progressing in tournaments. What would you like to see in terms of progress for Manx hockey in general over the next, let's say, 6 to 12 months as an example?
It would be great to see participation numbers going up, because obviously that's one of the key ways in which we're measured as an association. When we're linking with Isle of Man Sport, they're looking for us to increase participation. I would also love to see more people taking up umpiring and coaching, and hopefully through the courses we'll see that go through, because then what that does is it actually spreads the workload across more people. Plus, for people, younger people who may be going off to university or whatever, Getting your umpiring qualification is a great way to get yourself known off island, being able to help out there and not just going as a player. You've got an extra range of skills, and then bringing that experience back to the Isle of Man of actually umpiring in the UK, because it's completely different. I'd like to see that. And I would like to see walking hockey being successful and being able to rerun some of the tournaments we've got planned.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.